Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, a servant and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel is named in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus died for our sins, according to Scripture. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. That is the power of God unto salvation. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home on this Friday evening, the day after Christmas. Welcome, wherever you may be. I've been in the ministry since 1977. Public, then opened my offices in Plano in 1980. Plano, Texas, that is, and met all kinds of opposition from the very beginning. It says in the book of Matthew, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And also, "Blessed are the persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So, I've been used to being persecuted for all the years I've been in the ministry. In 1984, false anointing was unleashed in Water of Life Ministries in Plano. And I fought with that spirit until 1998, in the spring, and overcame it and drove it out. In late 1998, a charlatan entered into my ministry. This charlatan was seen in the spirit, the Lord showing me. First, I saw him. He had on a brown hat, flat top, 2.5-inch rim, somewhere in there. Had OU decals on his cheekbones. Had brown hair, long, down to his shoulder, kind of curled out. And the Lord told me who he was. And this charlatan has done much damage to my ministry. Later, God showed me this charlatan again. This time, he had on a brown hat, flat top, 2.5 or so inch brim, and he looked like a goat herder. And I recognized that. Then I saw him 2 or 3 more times in a vision. God would be showing him to me, dressed as a businessman, and looked like a businessman. And then God showed me, I believe, one of his wives, and young, had long, straight, brown hair, and it seemed to me that she was identified in the spirit as one of his wives. Now, God brought that to me one night when I was praying because I was wrestling with this witchcraft and this man. Now, this man came, the charlatan came, with every kind of sexual perversion that you can imagine, that I could imagine. First, came as a labial and a rectal liquor, licking, and that was his expertise. And then he also involved himself with women with oral sex, the labial licking, rectal licking was also done on women. Then sodomy. Sodomy. He liked to do, and that seemed to be one of his skills. Really good at it, I guess. I don't know. And then he liked to perform sexual relationships with women, of course. And he would, amen, thank God, thank you, Jesus, amen, fornication or adultery. All these wicked, perverted acts, along with this witchcraft spirit, and being a child of the devil, invaded Water Black Ministries. Incredible thing. I bought and bought and bought with this thing, never knowing what it was. 2004, it became very difficult for me to handle. I was so oppressed, it was unbelievable how oppressed I'd be. I'd just fall asleep, not even wanting to, from oppression of this guy, this witchcraft spirit in this man. And then, 2005, worse things happened, of which I will not mention. But God showed them to me in the spirit. Then 2006, and then 2007. 2007, God gave me a prayer. Gave me a prayer. Surely, it probably was 2006. Gave me a prayer. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues. And the Lord did divide some tongues. This wicked spirit, arrogant, a child of the devil, and maybe I've said all I want to say at the moment, but I don't know how he will miss the damnation of hell. This is Doyle Davidson, Plano, Texas. God bless you. Good night.